Okay, so this event information session is hosted by ION, which is me. For those of you who don't know ION, it's the Internship Offices Network. It's basically the hub for all the internship offices on campus. So for those of you who might or might not know Antoine here, he is the coordinator for the Arts Internship Office. So every faculty has an internship office, and the internships administered through ION are internships available to all faculties. So just by a show of hands, can you tell me who here is from Arts? Okay, pretty much everybody. So, I mean, in terms of advising, you could always, Antoine and I work in the same office in Leacock 307. You can always come to me for these internships, or you can go to Antoine for other internships. So today I'm going to be speaking about a select few internships that are new this year to administered by ION, and that also have internship awards attached to them, which I will discuss as well. These are international internships, which is why the award is for international internships. And I'll be talking about upcoming events as well towards the end, some which would be mandatory if you were to get an internship. And then afterwards, we'll have questions. So, firstly, there's the Canadian Missions in China. This internship is a 6-month-long internship, and it's for graduating students. Just by show of hands again, how many of you are graduating either in December or in April next year? Okay, so most are returning. For those of you who are returning, you are eligible for funding. And for those of you who are not returning, you are not, unfortunately. Although you can always make an appointment with me, there are alternative funding options here in Quebec. So the Canadian Missions in China is a 6-month-long internship. And you must be able to relocate to China for that amount of time. If you are returning to McGill, and you've spoken with an advisor about taking 6 months off, that is where you might be eligible for funding. So this internship, even though it's 6 months, if you work alongside an advisor, it's still possible to have this internship. There are two application periods. The first is actually this coming Monday. So Monday, October 6th at 12 p.m. That is for an internship that runs January to June next year. If you would want to go from June to the end of December next year, then the applications are usually due after Christmas, but they haven't sent that information yet. So this is for January. You would have to apply with a CV, a cover letter, official transcript, and the candidate application form, which is all available online. So you can take down that address, or you can go to mcgill.ca/internships, and just find the link over there. Next internship, the Canadian Trade Office in Taipei. This is two positions available for this one here. You must be an undergraduate or graduate student returning to McGill in fall 2015. Again, this is to be eligible for funding. You don't have to be returning, but the funding will not be available for you then. You must be enrolled in a Public Service Commission of Canada approved internship program, so you must be receiving credits for the internship. You must have a minimum CGPA of 2.7. You must fulfill all of ION's post-internship requirements. And you have to have strong Mandarin language abilities, which are desirable. I mean, most candidates do have that, so it's very recommended that you do. The application process is just a CV and a cover letter. And the dates for the internship are from May 11th to July 31st. You must be available for that time period for the internship. The deadline to apply for this one is Friday, January 9th, 2015, at 12 p.m. For more information, that's the website. Again, I'm going through these quickly, but then you can ask me questions at the end, and we'll go into more detail probably. The Consulate General of Canada in Detroit, there's one position for this one. For this one, it's a requirement. You must only be applying to this consulate general or embassy. You cannot apply to other consulate generals or embassies. So you must be an undergraduate or graduate returning to McGill in fall 2015. You must be enrolled in the Public Service Commission of Canada internship program, which means you must be receiving credit. You must have a minimum CGPA of 2.7, and you must fulfill ION's post-internship requirements as outlined in the student handbook. So again, these are mandatory events usually, and reports. The application is a CV and cover letter. Again, the dates range from May 11th to July 31st. You must be available for that period. And there's two periods for this internship. You can either apply for October 20th for the winter period. Those dates are negotiable. Or you could apply for January 26th, 2015 for the summer period, which the dates are those ones there. For more information, you can take down the web address there. Oh, and just to mention, all of these, when you go to the website, all the internship postings are there. But again, you can ask me questions about more details later. The internship postings are on the webpage, and it specifies the exact duties of the intern. So next one is the Embassy of Canada to Argentina and Paraguay. So here we have three positions. Two of these are in Argentina, and one of them in Paraguay. So for this, you must be an undergraduate or graduate student returning, must be enrolled in a Public Service Commission in Canada, so again, receiving credit, have a minimum CGPA of 2.7, must fulfill all of ION's required events and reports. You must possess language proficiency in English or French and Spanish. This is good knowledge of Spanish. You will have an interview in Spanish. You must possess strong research, writing, and analytical skills, and relevant experience on Latin American issues is also an asset. The application is a CV and cover letter. Again, the period for summer 2015 is the same, and the deadline to apply for this one is January 12th. I'm going to return to this one towards the end because it's a bit more complicated. So the Pascal International Fellows Program at the Clinton Foundation. This is one position, and it's for a graduating student. You must fulfill, again, all of ION's requirements. You must be very organized with a high attention to detail, must be autonomous and have strong sense of initiative, must be able to multitask and meet deadlines, must have excellent communication skills and enjoy working with others, must have knowledge of computers, and must be able to relocate to New York from June to the end of September. This is no exception, because at the end of September is the annual conference, and you must be available to work during that period, which is why it's for graduating students only, because if you were not graduating, you wouldn't be able to attend that event. So to apply for this one, it's a CV, a short essay, 250 to 500 words, a short biography, two letters of recommendation, and an official McGill transcript. This deadline is January 21st. So the Pascal Fellowship, the mic is acting up. Okay. The Pascal Fellowship is going to be the fourth year running, and it's a very sought-after fellowship internship. And so it's very competitive, but it's an incredible experience. And you think? Okay, too close?
That's fine.
Okay. It's an incredible experience. And so when you apply, this is really open to any department. And when you apply, in your short essay, you're going to state the departments that you're interested in working in. These are all available on the Clinton Foundation website. So have a look, if you're interested in this internship, have a look at the Clinton Foundation website before even, you know, starting your application, and look at the departments and see which ones you might be interested in working in. The departments range from women's issues, dealing with women's issues, to food security, to health, to marketing and communications. All varied. So have a look at the Clinton Foundation website for that. UNHCR in Ecuador. There's one position for this one. Again, same criteria for the ION office. Must be an undergraduate graduate returning. Here you do not necessarily, again, have to be returning, but the funding is only available for returning students. You must be receiving credit for the internship, not obviously if you're returning, if you're not returning. Must fulfill ION's requirements. Economy or social science related background is desirable. Strong interest in and exposure to development and humanitarian issues. Excellent oral communication skills in English and Spanish is essential. So again, you will have interview in Spanish. Solid research, writing, and analytical skills, computer literacy, and willingness to learn additional programs if necessary, ability to work in a multicultural environment, ability to navigate in a dynamic environment, to work under pressure, and to respect deadlines, and flexibility and adaptability. The application, again, is CV and cover letter. The dates remain the same. Deadline, Monday, January 19th. UN World Food Program in Cuba, one position. This one and the UN World Food Program in Panama, which has three positions, pretty much the same requirements, since they're the same organization. So again, if you want funding for this one, you have to be returning. If not, you can go do the internship, with alternative funding or just on your own. Academic background in international relations, social sciences, public policy, computer science, information management, marketing, communication, education, statistics, library, related fields. So very open. Don't feel like you're limited just because of some whatever particular subject you're studying. Excellent spoken and written English and good level of Spanish. Again, another interview will be conducted in Spanish. Must have knowledge of Windows Office, word processing, spreadsheets, hold strong internet and searching skills. Video and photo editing software knowledge are a plus. Application, CV and cover letter, dates remain the same. Deadline, Wednesday, January 28th. However, for Cuba, is Wednesday, January 14th. Okay. So let me go back to the Ocean Path Fellowship. This is for graduating students only. Whether you're graduating December or April, but because it's such a big program, a big fellowship with lots of money attached to it, if you're graduating next year and you're interested in this, I would start thinking about it over the summer, especially while you're doing your internship, if you are doing one. So what it is I don't know if any of you have heard of the PFF fellowship that was running for the past 3 years, but what it is a restructuring of that program. So it's $25,000 for two fellows to go complete a project internationally, or not internationally, it could be nationally, in a community of their choice, but you must have a strong connection to that community. Sorry, this mic is behaving weird. So you have to have a strong connection to that community. So what you would be doing is building a project based on an idea you have to strengthen that community and work with that community in some way. So what the definition of community might mean is it could be a geographic community. It could be people in Montreal or an entire country, for example, I don't know, all the people of Mexico, but try not to go too big because that's more difficult to manage. Or it could be a community based on a certain type of people, like youth, for example, children in a particular school. For example, two years ago, one of the fellows, she helped build a garden in St. Monica School in NDG. So it was really about building that garden to teach the children at that school about health and about fruits and vegetables. She built workshops with those students around that garden. So it can be small like that, or it could be, for example, I had a student go to Guadalajara and build community development in that region just to kind of like reinforce togetherness in that region. So it can be small, it could be big, but try not to go too big because, again, like I said, it might be more difficult to manage. So what it is you apply with a specific idea about what you want to do. And then afterwards, if you get accepted, you go to the Cody Institute in, I think it's in Halifax, based in Halifax. And over there, you undergo a series of workshops on project management and budgeting, and you build your project based on the idea that you applied with. So once that's done, and you basically return home afterwards to use what you've learned at the Cody Institute to build your project. Then you return to the Cody Institute, they evaluate your project, they issue your funding, and then you go out in the field. And when you're out in the field, you work with your community doing the project that you proposed to the Cody Institute. And this is from 8 to 9 months. So the whole, and then after that 8 to 9 months, you return to the Cody Institute for 1 week for a debrief session. So the whole project itself is really a 1 year project. Yeah, that's a good idea. Is it better? Maybe. Yes. Okay. So that's basically what the Ocean Path Fellowship is all about. It's in the process of being developed further because of the fact that it's a restructuring of the PFF program. The applications are going to open in November, I believe November 14th. When do I have here? November 12th. They're going to be open online. And so that's the website for you to access the online applications. But because it's such a big project, this is something really that you would need to come and talk to me about. So we can schedule an advising session and you can pitch your idea to me if you have one. Like I said, if you're not graduating, I really can't emphasize enough what an amazing opportunity this is. All the past fellows have now gone on to either have jobs in what they were doing or have gone on to do, for example, research and PhD work in the same field. Like their project basically kind of jump-started their research afterwards. So it's really like jump-started their career. So I can't emphasize enough what a great opportunity this is. And so if you're not graduating, start thinking about maybe this might be something that would work for you afterwards when you are finished at McGill. Okay, so the internship awards. Like I said, all these international experiences, apart from the Ocean Path Fellowship, because that's the $25,000 fellowship, all these international experiences, you can have an internship award attached to the internship. If you're successful at receiving the internship, you can receive the award. There's no extra application required, but you must be a returning student and you must be receiving credit for the internship. So that is the only stipulation of the award. The awards range from $4,000 to $6,000. Just on a side note, not particularly related to these internships, there are two other award opportunities. And since most of you are art students, this is very relevant. So first of all, if some of you are management students, there's the Laura Santini and Ken McKinnon Initiative Award for Student Internships. This award was established to help students gain practical hands-on experience through an internship in their field of study. And these awards lend financial support to one management student and one Faculty of Arts student per year to pursue an unpaid internship. So this is one award you can apply to. If you're in arts, you would apply through AIO, so through Antoine. And if you're in management, you would apply through the Career Services in Management. Then there's the Faculty of Arts Internship Awards. These are due March 26th. And if you have an internship, whether it's unpaid or not, then you can apply for these awards if you're in the Faculty of Arts. And they're a great way to offset the costs or to just gain extra funding if the internship is still paid. So I highly, highly, highly encourage you to apply to those. So just a note on international travel, since these are all international internships. Normally what happens is when you go on an international internship, you have to fill an international travel registry. This is very important. Basically you would be accepted for the internship. We would send an email out to you to fill out for the travel registry, and you would send it automatically gets sent back to us. And it just puts you in our system to know that you are abroad and how to communicate with you if anything happens, basically. If you are going internationally, you must attend the pre-departure orientation session. If you don't know yet if you're going to be going abroad next summer, but you don't think you want to attend it in March 26th because finals are coming up or whatever, you can attend the November 17th one. If you're going abroad in January, you have to attend the November 17th one. So those are the two dates. If you're going abroad, you have to go to one of them. The McGill Abroad app, that's going to be, you can download it from the iTunes Store, or Google Play Store. Basically, it's they're going to talk about it at the pre-departure orientation session. It's for you to gain all the knowledge you need for your time abroad. And it's been developed by McGill for you to gain access to that information. Work permits, visas, and other entry requirements. We get a lot of questions about this. If you're going abroad, you are responsible for gaining all the work, applying for all the work permits that you need. All the information is available on the Government of Canada website. But if you have any particular questions, come and see me. I will help you through this process because I think it can get quite complicated sometimes. Non-U.S. citizens interning in the U.S., the host organization is unable to sponsor a visa, for example, the Consulate of Detroit, I don't know if they would be capable of it or not, probably yes, but the Clinton Foundation, they do sponsor your visa. But if you are unable to procure a visa through the organization, you should consider applying for a swap working holiday visa. So that's the address. It basically allows you to work in the U.S. from mid-April to mid-September. And I think it costs approximately $900, but that's usually the average visa cost. I know that might be alarming, but it is the average cost. For more information also about international travel, I don't know if you can see the website at the bottom, but it's basically mcgill.ca/internships/travel. There's more information there. And these are our upcoming events. So if you're thinking of applying for an internship, either one of these or another one, next week on Tuesday is the CV workshop. This is hosted by ION and CAPS. So somebody from CAPS is going to be here. It's going to be in this room, and they're going to go through how to write a really good CV for applying for internships. On the Wednesday next week, they're going to do the same thing but for cover letters. If you want, you can bring your CV, bring your cover letter, and it might help you actually work through it as they're talking. It's very open discussion. You can ask specific questions. You could even speak afterwards. I think it's going to be Linda from CAPS. You can speak afterwards with her. You can bring your CV to her, and if it's a quick question, she might look at it. Okay. The AIO International Internships Information Session, that's hosted by Antoine. And it's going to be Thursday, October 30th. So in addition to the internships offered by ION, if you're in arts, this is a number of international internships that you might be interested in applying to. So you can go to that if you're in the Faculty of Arts. If you're not in the Faculty of Arts, it's probably irrelevant. The second annual Internship Expo. So that's going to be Tuesday, November 4th. And for those of you who didn't come last year, what it is it's going to take place in this area. There's going to be about 20 tables. So each table is going to be hosted by a different organization. And these are organizations that don't necessarily have partnerships with McGill. So there's not necessarily a guaranteed spot for a McGill student, as there is with the internships I just spoke about. But they have a history of taking a lot of McGill interns in the past. So these are national internships, international internships, just a whole range, some internships on campus as well. So you might want to come check that out as well. And those internships are not necessarily summer internships, and they can be long-term internships as well. Some are a year long, for example. The Pascal International, we spoke about the university-wide pre-departure session. Like I said, it's mandatory if you're going abroad. Pascal International Fellowship at the Clinton Foundation information session. If you're thinking of applying to that, come. You have to come. I can't drag you there, but it's very important that you do come, because Julie Becker from the Clinton Foundation will be there, and it's very important that you meet her. And also, if you ask me, apart from what you read on the Clinton Foundation website, I don't know much more about what takes place day to day at the Clinton Foundation. It's a very intense internship, And I don't know the complete details about every single department at the Clinton Foundation, for example. I often get students asking me, well, what do you do in the food security department? I don't know that. I don't know the answers to those questions. That's why it's important for you to come to that information session, because she can answer all those questions, okay? In January, CAPS and myself, again, will be hosting the interviews for internships workshop. So that's when most of the time, you know, you've applied for your internships by that point. You're probably going to waiting to hear back. That's why the interviews workshop is at that period, so that you're going to be prepared to have an interview with your host organization. So definitely come to that. If you've never had to do a professional interview, this workshop is going to be really important for you. The cross-cultural workshop. This is a mandatory workshop for anyone who's going to be doing an internship that I've listed, or an international internship with AIO, with Antoine. So that you have to attend as part of the ION requirements, as I mentioned. Again, the university pre-departure session in March. And then the internship workshop, success in a professional environment. This is a mandatory workshop hosted by YES if you're going to an embassy, if you're going to a consulate, if you're going to the Clinton Foundation, if you're going to the UN, anything that's you're going to be working in an office, because they're going to talk about office work, basically. It's going to talk about, they're going to explain to you what it's like to work in an office to prepare you for that experience. So that's a mandatory event. International Experience Panel, that's supposed to be panel. That's Thursday, April 2nd. Again, that's a mandatory event if you're going abroad. It's to hear from past interns, I believe, about their experiences to prepare you again for your experience abroad. And the reception for awards recipients. This will be if you receive one of the internship awards, you must attend this session. It's basically a reception to congratulate you and to take your photo, so for publicity. Okay, so this is my contact information. Like I said, this is an hour session, so it's meant to go really fast. But if you have any questions, I'm here right now. And also, you can make an appointment with me anytime. I'm available Monday to Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday, 2:30 to 5. So just make an appointment with me, and I'd be happy to go over any of these things more in detail, including funding and travel visas and et cetera, as I discussed. Okay, so does anyone have any specific questions about the internships? Yes.
The first internship you showed,
yeah.
There was a criteria saying that you have to be a Canadian citizen or resident. How strict are the are they really strict about it, or usually? I don't know.
Yes. Okay, so just turn your mic off while I talk. Yeah. Okay, so I forgot to mention that, actually. Thank you for bringing that up. All embassies, you have to be a Canadian citizen. The UN, it's okay if you're not, but the embassies, because they're Canadian embassies, they require that you be Canadian citizens, and it's mandatory. Okay. Any other questions? Consulates, yes, as well. Consulates and embassies, yeah. It's just the UN that you don't have to be. And Clinton, it doesn't matter. You can be any citizen. Yes, someone in the back?
Do you have Antoine's contact information?
Contact, yes. Yeah. So, Antoine, you can get in touch with him at AIO@McGill.ca. And he has drop-in hours on Wednesdays, so currently now, from 2 to 4. Yes.
When you talked about strong connections with the Ocean Path Fellowship.
Mm-hmm, strong connections with the community.
What does that mean? You have to have, family ties.
No, it means that you've either worked with them in the past. For example, that's why I said if you're doing an internship this summer and you're graduating next year, maybe you want to start considering an idea, because what happens is a lot of people do internships and then they form a tie with the community that they're doing an internship with, and then they want to go back afterwards. So that's the kind of strong tie I'm kind of referring to. It could also be, for example, maybe a neighborhood you grew up in. It could be, I don't know, a daycare program that you worked for when you were in high school. It could be this community center down the street where you live. That kind of tie that you have some kind of relationship with them based on past experience, and something that really, I mean, this whole project that you want to do, it's meaningful to you. You want to see change in that community, that kind of tie.
And you said that's $1,200 allocated to two students.
No, it's $25,000 per student. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, per student.
Yeah, okay, per student. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. Anybody else? Yes?
So I'm very interested in the UN South American internships, but I have no, well, I don't know, I don't speak Spanish very well.
Yeah.
So do you think, could I still apply even if I have some working Spanish, or are they looking for a professional level?
In terms of working Spanish, I mean, if you're talking about having taken like elementary Spanish at McGill, is that like beginner Spanish at McGill?
I think in the next 6 months, if I like actually, I don't know, try to like learn it, then yeah.
Yeah, because this seems to be the case with a lot of people who come to talk to me. They're either like taking beginner Spanish at McGill, or, I mean, I would say apply. If you think you can kind of
wing it
with an interview, mm-hmm. And just really be honest and say, listen, I'm working on this, and by the time next summer, I really hope to improve enormously, mm-hmm. and I see this experience as a great opportunity for me to really develop my language skills over there. Mm-hmm. If you play it that way, I think it'd be okay. I think like as long as you can try to have some kind of conversation in an interview, right. I think you could apply. If you really have no idea what you would possibly say, then right. don't apply.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I saw that most of these internships have deadlines in January. Yeah. Would it change for us if we apply early, or like would it matter?
Okay, so if you're going, like I said, for the embassies and the consulate, you have to be a returning student because it's just part of what they require, the public service program. So that you have to apply for the deadlines and you have to go on the dates that are indicated. If you're applying for the UN, again, if you want funding, you have to apply for those dates. You have to go at that time. But if you don't care about the funding, come and see me, and you can always go possibly on a volunteer basis. It would still be an internship, but it would be on a volunteer basis, and we can arrange a flexible time period for your internship, and you can apply kind of separately from everybody else. Okay? But you would have to come see me for that. Any other questions? No? Okay, so I'll end that there. Again, if you ever have any questions for me or Antoine, just come see us on Leacock 307 or email us, and we'll be happy to answer those questions. Okay? Thank you.